Blog Talk Radio. My soul fainteth for salvation. Salvation is deliverance from sin or the works of the devil. But I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am come like a bottle in smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon the earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. And you know precepts are his rules, laws, judgments, commandments. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep thy testimony of thy mouth. I have read to you from Psalms 119, verses 81 through 88. Sheep, let us stop to take a moment or a few moments to reverence, give respect, show respect, love, and praise our Father in heaven. You say your prayers, I say mine. Our Father in heaven, our Creator, Creator of all things on this earth, we, your sheep, humble ourselves to you with humility or in humility, thanking you for every step and every misstep in our life. We thank you forever for protecting us from the evil one, for loving us, your creation, as well as this earth. Thank you for giving us sane, sound mind with excellent health. Thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. In Yahshua's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus, we thank you and praise you forever and ever. Amen. Also, I just want to say, I just love my theme song by Mr. Richie. Jesus is love. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day, Saturday, in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. You can read it in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. That's where you'll find the Ten Commandments, as well as in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Oh, before I forget, I want to make sure I let you know that Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. Now, I want you to have your three P's ready, and those are your pen, pencil, and paper. You might want to jot down something that I have said. And especially today, I want you to jot down or write certain Bible verses I want you sheep to read upon, as well as all of the people, all the listeners, and that includes the white listeners, if I have any. I want, after I give you what I want you to read upon, you have your pencil and paper, I want you to know that man-made holidays are coming up, Good Friday and Easter. I ask you not to participate in those holidays. They are not in the book of Leviticus chapter 23, where our Father in heaven tells you what holidays we are to follow. Now, on Passover is coming up, I think, or I think it was, I need to look that up because I've forgotten. We are to celebrate the Passover. I think it might be March, April the 4th, but I'm not sure. Also, write down these verses I want you to follow. I want you to read Genesis, G-E-N-E-S-I-S. Chapter 1, verse 2, chapter 1, verse 27. This is where Yahweh made male and female. He did not make male and man, male and male, or female and female. He made male and female to procreate the earth. Also read Genesis chapter 2. Verse 3, well, God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. If you do not know that Saturday is the seventh day, I'm telling you this. And I want you to read these other chapters. I want you to read Matthew 24. Read all of that because it tells you about we are in the beginning of sorrows. I've read the whole chapter of Matthew to you maybe 3 or 4 years back. Can't remember. But Matthew 24, starting at verse 4, sticks out in my mind. It tells you about the wars, rumors of wars, and the famine and the pestilence. These things that are happening now, I also want you to read Matthew chapter 12, verse 25, as well as Mark chapter 3, verse 24. This talks about a kingdom divided against itself will not stand or shall not stand. And I'm not saying what it means or what it actually says. This is what I'm recalling from my memory. I also want you to read the book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verses 6 through 19. And this is just the gist. I'm not saying verbatim, but it talks about the day of destruction is at hand, and their faces shall be as flames. And this is particularly for my Caucasian listeners. It says, you will be chased like a roe, and a roe is a deer. I think you'll find that in verse 15. You will be thrust through by, you know, involved by the sword. And it also talks about the beast, and the beast, I think, are those people who call themselves ISIS. And last week you heard about, well, this week, this past, I think it was Thursday, where they're taking responsibility for killing those people who were in a museum. So what is written in the Bible is becoming true. It's playing out. And I think that ISIS has started it. So get prepared for it. And last week, I watched a program where I thought they were going to tell us about the end days, but I found it to be disappointing in that. It didn't tell you what I would tell you. You know, I find that so many of the, what I call, Caucasian preachers, they leave out the fact. They don't tell you about Daniel chapter 7, verse, I think it might be verse 8 or 9, where the Ancient of Days' hair is like wool. That's black. And as well as in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 14, they don't tell you about Jesus Christ's hair being like wool as well, and his skin being like fine brass. Fine brass, that's like a golden brown color to me. And these are the things that I want you to know. Since reading this Bible, I have begun to believe or think that it is written basically for black folk, and I don't know why our preachers are not preaching this. Now, I'm going to ask our Heavenly Father to give me the ability to read all of Jeremiah. Follow me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, and let's read the remnant of Israel saved. So those of us who believe in Yahshua, in Yahweh, we are going to be saved. Simple as that. Everything that I've read to you in this Bible for the 4.5 years, I think, on Blog Talk Radio has come true or is coming true. So get ready. Be prepared. I want us to be prepared to know what is going to happen, as well as repent. Whatever we're doing that's not in the word of this Bible, let's change our minds and do them. You go to church on Sundays, and the Bible tells you that's not, it doesn't say Sunday is the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is a Saturday. What you're going to have to do, what I think you should do, and what I have done, is only because I'm trying to be obedient and get into the kingdom of our Creator's heaven. I've got enough BS with the oppressor's rule here on this earth. And the hope that I have is to get into his kingdom. And I plan to do that. I don't want anything or anyone to sway me. And it seems like if it's not one thing, it's another. Every day seems like. My preacher preached that sermon, if it ain't one thing, it's another, about 44 years ago. Well, let's start reading Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 1. The remnant of Israel saved. At the same time, said Yah the Lord, will I be the God of all families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Well, he's talking about the 12 sons of Israel. And the 12 sons of Jacob. Let's read verse 2. Thus said Yah the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. Now, I think that we'll find safety in the wilderness. And that's important to me. I think that's where we'll find safety. Although I just think that our Heavenly Father is going to come back and get us. And I really do. Verse 3. Yah the Lord appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee from everlasting love, an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with tabrets, and tabrets are tamarines, and shall go forth with the dance of them that make merry. Verse 5 of Jeremiah chapter 31. Thou shalt plant vines upon the mountain of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall eat them as common things. Verse 6. For there shall be a day that the watchmen upon Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Zion. Zion is in Jerusalem, unto Yah the Lord our God. For thus said Yah the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nation. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord Yah, save thy people, the remnant. A remnant is a small group of people of Israel. Verse 8, behold, I will bring them from the north country. And I'm thinking when it says the north country, I'm thinking of us black folk from the United States of America. And gather them from the coast of the earth. Well, we were spread all over the earth. And I'm talking about black folk. And with them, the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth with child, that's the pregnant woman, a great company shall return thither. So a great company of us is going to return to Jerusalem or Israel. They shall come with weeping and with supplication. Supplication means prayer. Will I lead them? I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Verse 10, hear the word of Yah the Lord, O ye nations, and declare. Declare means to say or announce. In the isles afar off, and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doeth his flock. Verse 11, for Yah the Lord has redeemed Jacob. Amen. Hallelujah for that. And ransomed him from the hand of that was stronger than he. And ransom means to buy back to get back those that were captured or kidnapped. So Satan was stronger than we, and our Father has gotten us back. Therefore they shall come and sing in the heights of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of Yah the Lord for wheat and for wine and for oil and for the young of the flock and of the herd. And their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Pardon me, I have to burp. Verse 13. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy and will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. Amen for that. And I will satiate them. Satiate means to satisfy the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith Yah the Lord. Verse 15. Thus said Yah the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation. Lamentation means crying or weeping, and a bitter weeping. Raphel, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. Verse 16. Thus said Yah the Lord, refrain. Refrain means to avoid, stay away from or shun the voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, said Yah the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine, thine means your end, said Yah the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning. Bemoaning means to have regret and sorrow. Bemoaning himself thus. Thou hast chastened me. Chastened means to punish. And I was chastened as a bullock unaccustomed to a yoke. A yoke is a collar or harness. And thus, let me pick this up. Verse 18 again. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus. Thus thou hast chastened me, and I was chastened as a bullock unaccustomed to a yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art Yah the Lord my God. Verse 19. Surely after that I was turned and repented, and after that I was instructed. I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded. Confounded means confused. Because I did bear the reproach. Reproach means disgrace or honor of my youth. Verse 20. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do honestly remember him still. Therefore, my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith Yah the Lord. Yet, verse 21, set thee up wayward. Verse 21, set thee up waymarks, and waymarks are locations. Make thee a high heap. Set thine heart toward the highways, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O Virgin of Israel, turn again to these thy cities. I'm going to stop here at verse 22, and we will pick that up next Sabbath, because I've run out of time. Sheep, let us have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all things, especially your constant protection for us from the evil one. We thank you and praise you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and forgiving our debt as we forgive our debts. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, a.k.a. Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, sheep, I want you to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. I also want you to purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eaty. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com. I love you, but God loves you more. Our Father, Yeshua, Yahweh, loves you more than I. I will speak with you next Saturday.